Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we were looking at the fact that praise brings God glory, and it's something beautiful in His sight. And so when we praise with a good heart, He really receives that as a sweet-smelling aroma. And then we're looking at this week, God inhabits the praises of His people. And you'll see that in Psalm 22, verse 3. It's very powerful. And what God can do in your life through your praises will get you praising God with the right heart. Let's pick up where we started this week, and let's go into the service right now.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you for that. Now, what happened just a little while ago, we were singing praises to God. And I would have done this teaching first and then done praise and worship. But the problem is people don't realize the power of praise and worship. They don't get involved or they come late. They think I'll come after the singing or during the singing. You're missing some of the best part of a church service. We don't do praise and worship to full time. It's not to full time. Because I need more time to preach. You know that. I mean, I'll have you all out by 3:30 today latest, but don't worry. I need more time to preach, right? That's a joke for those of you who don't know me. But I like more time to preach. I don't want to rush through a message. And as God starts giving me stuff as I'm preaching and teaching, the Holy Spirit's talking through me, and I'm giving more stuff than I've even got notes, so it tends to go on a bit longer. And I have to go to two or three parts of a certain sermon that was going to be a one-part sermon. So that's how God operates. But to come in here and to miss praise and worship, let me tell you what. If I said to you, everyone who gets you on time will get $100, I guarantee you no one would be late. Am I serious? Are you serious? Am I right? Absolutely. What? Try it and see. Can you lend me some money? But seriously, think about this. You'll get to work on time. Because they're going to pay you. But the creator of your boss, God can touch and say, give that person an increase or promotion, you would go there before you would go to church on time for worship. And the problem, that tells me something. It tells me that you don't. Now, not all of you. I'm just talking some people in general, not this church. I'm talking about the church of the chosen frozen down the road, okay? Wherever they are. I'm not talking about you. You all here on time. But they don't see the value of worshiping and praising God. Because if you see the value of praising and worshiping God, you would never miss the first note. I'm just serious about this. Amen. And last week we spoke about praising God. And I would really encourage you, it was a really good word from God. I would encourage you to watch it online. Last week, Sunday, watch it online because God gave us stuff there that's very important and powerful. So today I've called this, God inhabits the praises of His people. Everyone say that with me. God inhabits the praises of His people. That's a nice word you made up, Pastor Jerry. I wish I was that smart to make it up. But look in Psalm. I want you to turn there. Psalms, book of Psalms is the very middle of your Bible. Psalm 22. And when I say the verse, then it'll come up. Okay, came up before the verse. But I like people to look in their Bible. Take notes. Amen. Lord, always hold them until I say the verse, okay? Because I want people to find it. It's important that you see for yourself, because how do you know I didn't make that up? You can't tell. And I'm telling you, we're in the end of days. And the Bible says even the elect are going to be deceived if it's possible. So you don't take any man at his word. You take the Bible and you make sure that you're looking at that word. That's why I want you to bring your Bibles. Open it on your phone, your iPad, write down the notes. Amen. Look what it says in Proverbs 22:3. But thou art holy. This is a King James, not New King James. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. It says, you are holy, God. You're the one that inhabits the praises of Israel. And so I wanted to just clear that up for some of you, because some of you think, oh, that's great for Israel. And inhabits, what does that mean? The word inhabitest, as it says there, is the word yashab from the Strong's Concordance, and it's number 3427 for you scholars. And it means dwell, sit, and enthroned. So when it says thou inhabitest the praises, it means God dwells on those praises. God sits on those praises, and God is enthroned on the praises that you bring. Well, that's Israel, Pastor. No, we'll look at that now. Hang in there, amen, because it's you he's talking about, not just Israel. And then the word praises, I've loved this word since I heard it. It's just got a sound to it that I like. It's number 8416. The word is tahila. Now, some of you from your old life would remember it as tequila. That was your old days, B.C., right? This is AD, after you got born again, all right? It's tahila. And that word, that's the word that they put in the Strong's Concordance. It means to praise God, a song or a hymn of praise, adoration, or glory paid to God. So you read that, it says, but you are holy, O thou that inhabitest, dwells on, sits on, and is enthroned on my praises, my song, or my hymn, or my adoration, or my glory that I'm paying to you. You inhabit that praise. He sits upon those praises. You're lifting God up. This becomes a sweet-smelling sacrifice, an aroma well-pleasing to God. We're going to look next week at the sacrifice of praise. But today, I want to show you God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So if you look at that scripture, you can keep it up there. If you look at that scripture, it suggests that praise, or sorry, it highlights, this scripture highlights God's holiness, thou art holy. It highlights his holiness. Think about one scripture. You can read over scripture, one scripture, the rest of your life, you'll never get all of the revelation out of it, because the word of God is alive, quick and powerful. So it'll just bring stuff to your mind that you never ever knew. Amen. So it says, yeah, the point I'm making here is that the scripture we just read highlights his holiness and his connection with his people through praise. Think about this. You're showing God to be holy. It highlights his holiness, his absolute perfection. And it highlights his connection with the people that are praising him, his people. So it shows you he's holy. You have a connection with the living God, and he comes in on your praises, and God hooks it all together. I'm telling you, praise and worship is so powerful, and people don't get the understanding of praise and worship. I was a worship leader for 11 years in South Africa in a big church, and I learned a lot of stuff there. I knew nothing from the beginning, and I knew a little bit more by the end of my term in South Africa, and I've learned slightly more over here. There's so much more to learn. But what I'm learning, I'm bringing to you. So I'm not teaching you something that I've read about and someone told me about. I'm teaching you what I've seen and known. We did a CD in South Africa, and I'm telling you, the day we did the CD, we did it live. We had 1,200 people packed into the church, standing against the altar, and we did a live CD with professional recorders. They came in during the day, and they set up the sound and everything. And that day, I got there, and we had been planning this for months. I got there that day. I was so sick. I got attacked with flu, nasal, nose, sore throat, you name it. It was the worst I felt. I thought, wow, how am I going to do this? But I got showered and dressed and everything. I went up there and I got on that altar. I didn't say a word to anybody. I don't need to broadcast the enemy's work. You see enough of it on TV and in the news, right? Don't be broadcasting the work of the devil. I didn't tell a single soul about it. Well, between me and God, I didn't tell my pastor. He might have got into a panic. I didn't tell the band. They might have got concerned. I went up there. I got up there. By the second song, and I was singing, I was hurt. By the second song, I was totally 100% healed. Completely healed. I'm not talking about things I don't know. I was standing there one day. Church was packed. We had stairs, a big altar coming upstairs. Boom, boom, boom. And I was singing my heart out, and I was worshiping God, and the people, their arms were raised, and we were singing. I had a big band going in the background. And all of a sudden, a guy came running from the back doors. I saw him. It was a big church. I saw him come running through the big back doors, and he came flying up that altar. He came flying up the aisle, flying up the altar with his hands like this, and he went for me. He was going for me. I've seen demons in action. I've seen them in South Africa, but I want you to know I've seen more in America. You think Africa's bad? You've got to look a little around in America a little bit. You'll see a lot of demonic activity. And this guy came running. He came bouncing up those stairs, boom, boom, boom. And I remember seeing him, and I was holding the microphone. All I did was I turned that around and put my hand out in his chest. He flew down the stairs. And then my pastor friend, 6'4", Justice, he dived on this guy and then marched him out. And we found out later the reason why he was so angry was because he was blocked in his business by someone in the church who had parked him in. That was a demonic spirit coming for the worship leader. God wants you to worship him. The devil doesn't want you to worship him. Can you say amen to that? And I want to make another fact very plain and clear for you to hear. Worship is always only positive. It is never, ever negative. And if you're not being moved by your own worship for God, how much movement do you think he's getting out of it? You think he's being moved when you're, oh, holy is the Lord, thank you, Jesus. No, he's not receiving nothing. He said, make a joyful noise. A joyful noise. When David made a joyful noise and spun around in front of his wife, she despised him. And she was barren from that day on. Couldn't have children. God values worship. Tell your neighbor, say, God values your worship. And now tell your other neighbor, he values your worship too. Now tell yourself, say, God values my worship. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So this scripture alone there suggests that praise creates a sacred place. Think about that. It creates a sacred place where God's presence is especially experienced. We have the services we've had here in America when we were having revival. We've moved around so much. We're starting to go again, build up. But when we had so much revival taking place, we would sing songs for hours, a song we'd never heard before. Just everyone just fell in line and was just a worship song to God. And the whole service was taken over by a song. And everybody was touched. You'd find people on their faces, people getting healed. That's what I covered. I want the presence of the Holy Spirit in the service.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.